Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Table Think's Wednesday focuses on doing what's ours to do. The key to doing what's ours to do is keeping our focus and narrative on God. The thing is, our internal narrative impacts what we do, and it easily becomes a negative list when our intention is focused on the difficult and hard challenges that must be navigated. You know, nothing is ever as simple as it seems like it should be. But the other side of the story is that God is present whether we see God or not. The story told in the ancient book Lamentations is about pain and suffering from destruction. It's really hard to imagine what happened in the lives of people during this dark and hopeless time. But I am sure there were times God seemed to be missing from the story. Chapter 3 is a revelation with one sentence that God was and is present. This is what it says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." The word "but" is the turnaround word, a call to focus on the presence and power of God rather than on the circumstance.
The author of Lamentations breaks through the negativity by making the full picture of reality clear. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. These words turn the reader away from darkness to light, from hopelessness to hope, and from negativity to faith thinking. God's love is reality. God's mercy is reality. God's faithfulness is reality. When you get down to it, this is a demonstration of exercising the mind to focus on the reality of God every single day. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.